Welcome to Take Care, and thanks for joining us.
I love it. Thank you for having me.
And hopefully, before we end this conversation, you will give us the secrets to long, healthy lives.
That and more.
So you said roughly 1 in 5,000 people in the U.S. lives to be 100 years old. But you've identified these special areas, the blue zones, where living to 100 is not all that unusual. And on top of that, the people in these areas have grown old without preventable diseases, such as diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. So there's not only longevity, but quality of life. So what do these people have in common, and what accounts for their good long life?
Well, the Blue Zone solution really focused on diet, because I think the entrance ramp for healthy lifestyles in America is through our mouths. We have television channels and we have TV programs. We eat 3 times a day. So this book really tried to distill down the dietary habits for the last century in all 5 of these blue zones: Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Costa Rica, Ikaria, Greece, and the Loma Linda, the Seventh-day Adventist. So what have 100-year-olds been eating for the last 100 years? And remarkably, the pattern is the same no matter where you go. Different foods, of course, in every place, but about 90% of those foods are plants or plant products, very low-processed food, but plant products. They're eating a very high-carb diet, which flies right in the face of paleo or Atkins or South Beach. Very high-carb diet, about 65% of what they're eating are carbohydrates, starting the day with things like oatmeal. The longest-lived women on the planet, for most of their life, their main staple food has been sweet potatoes, whole grains in all blue zones. And then the cornerstone of every longevity diet in the world is beans. They're eating about a cup of beans a day, and I argue that is the best supplement money can buy for a number of reasons.
These are, for the most part, as you said, unprocessed. They are cooking these things from the real food source, unadulterated.
Yeah, what makes America hard, you know, there are 3 times more obese and overweight people now than there was in 1970. And I don't think it's because Americans have lost discipline or we lack individual responsibility. The reality is our environment has changed. We cannot escape cheap, unhealthy calories. And in blue zones, the big secret they teach us is they live in environments where fruits and vegetables are cheaper and more accessible. They set up their kitchen so they're easy to make. That's really important, because if it's not easy and fast, we're not going to do it. They have time-honored recipes that make those healthy foods, bean dishes or dishes that include greens, taste good. And then they set up their social networks so that they're hanging out with people that makes this healthy eating not only easy but lasting. That's kind of the secret. So the Blue Zone solution really sets out to help you set up your life so longevity becomes mindless.
Yes, and in your book you include some great recipes. And we're going to get back to the food element, but I think we should really talk about some of those other things that are discussed, which might be religion or being part of a social structure so that you don't feel isolated. I want you to address those. But when I was talking to a friend, they said, well, what about average amount of sunshine? That puts everybody in a good mood. Did you do anything with weather? Are most of the climates warm? Just curious.
Yes, most of them are warm. They're not tropical, but they're warm, you know, sort of like California latitude, maybe down to Hawaii, somewhere in that latitude. They are getting regular sunshine, so they're getting vitamin D, but I think more importantly than the actual sunshine is the quality and quantity. They tend to be out in their gardens, so they're out there for a couple hours. They're not sitting by a pool getting a 3-hour tan. It's just regular, good exposure. Most Americans over 65 are vitamin D deficient, which is associated with about doubling of mortality. And in these blue zones, they have no vitamin D deficiency at all because of the sunshine.
The other thing I was realizing in your blue zone books is that you also talked about Americans tend to exercise, where in other cultures, walking and physical activity is incorporated just as a daily part of living. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, exercise has been a public health failure in this country. Fewer than 20% of Americans get enough exercise. On average, we burn about 100 calories a day. If you look at the lives of blue zones, and my team, you know, I work with National Geographic, and we have big teams of scientists who have methodology for this. They're working for about, they're moving every 20 minutes or so. Their houses are deconvenient. So a lot of the physical activity we've engineered out of our lives with mechanical conveniences, they don't have. You know, they're still kneading bread by hand or grinding corn. They have gardens, so they're always every day out weeding or harvesting or watering. And then for physical activity, for the most part, whenever they're going to a friend's house or out to eat or to work, it occasions to walk. So they keep their metabolisms at a higher level. On average, they're getting about an hour to an hour and 10 minutes of gentle physical activity every day. And that's yielding life expectancies of almost a decade longer than we're enjoying here in America, or it's part of the formula anyway.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lohman.
Our guest today is Dan Buettner. We're talking about his latest book, The Blue Zones Solution. And I guess one of the questions, of course, and I'm sure at every party and everywhere you go, people say the same. How can I incorporate all of the great information you've researched and gathered into my own life so I can not get sick and live a long life? Sometimes I'm on the elliptical, and I'm thinking to myself, God, if people from 100 years ago could see that we've actually come up with machinery to get our legs moving, they would. It's ridiculous. But on the other hand, let's face it, we drive cars. I don't live on a Greek island. I don't have to walk to work. So you have to make that effort and follow those tips about parking your car far from the store to force yourself to walk. And we know that we should be doing more exercise, but the fact is we have the convenience. Conveniences, both as far as machinery, equipment, exercise, and convenience foods that are all working against trying to find this healthy result. So bottom line, how can we incorporate some of this wisdom into our own lives?
Let me give you three ideas that will engineer physical activity in your life for the long run. Number one, adopt a dog. If you own a dog, you're about half as likely to be obese than if you don't own a dog, because the dog needs to be walked every day, and therefore the human gets walked every day. Number two, if you work, learn how to take public transportation to work. Not necessarily saying that you're going to do it every day, but we do know that people who take the bus to work get on average 19 minutes of physical activity per day and have about 11% lower chance of heart disease. And then you've heard this one before, but it's unbelievably powerful. If you work at home or you go to an office, have a stand-up desk. You burn between 200 and 300 calories a day at a stand-up desk, which almost completely washes out the average amount that people overeat in a day. So these are subtle things, but they really add up over the course of a day and over the course of the year.
I know that through all these years of your research, and you mentioned that you've been, Dr. Oz has great things to say about you and other people that are really in the field of nutrition and trying to help people do the right thing. But as you mentioned earlier, what flies in the face of the current thinking with a paleo diet, as you mentioned, 65% of the diet in the blue zone are carbs. Sweet potatoes, you mentioned, and whole grains and oatmeal. So it is very confusing, even for the educated person that's trying to look at all the information that's out there and decide which is true and which way to go. Of course, moderation in all things. But do you mind sharing with us, you've read all the research that's out there. What are your conclusions? And if you don't mind sharing, how have you changed your eating habits based on what you've learned?
So diets tend to come and go. They're hot for a few years. Diets sell a lot of books, and they sell Weight Watcher programs, et cetera. But no diet in the history of the world has ever worked for more than about 3% of the people who start it after 2 years. So short-term success, long-term failure. So Blue Zone Solutions simply set out to say, okay, here are people who have the health outcomes we want. They made it to their 90s and or hundreds with great vitality. They don't have heart disease. They're not suffering, for the most part, for cancer, fraction of the rate of dementia, no diabetes. What have they done? So we did a meta-analysis of about 155 studies and found, you know, they're eating meat only about five times a month. Americans eat way too much animal protein if you're looking at to lessons from the world's longest-lived people. They don't eat a lot of fish, about three servings a week on average, maybe a total of three eggs a week. They're snacking on nuts. Nuts is the go-to snack in every Blue Zone, about a handful a day. In fact, that's associated with about 2 to 3 extra years of life expectancy. They eat greens, eating a cup of greens a day, like spinach or kale or collard greens, is associated with about 4 extra years of life expectancy. So that's a really good thing to bring into our diets. And then when it comes to drink, you never see sweetened sugared beverages, soda pops, in any of the Blue Zones. 6 glasses of water a day, teas of all kinds, some caffeinated, some not. Coffee's a net positive as long as you're drinking it black or with a very little bit of creamer in there, and usually knocking off by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then wine. And we've heard this before, a couple glasses a day, but you can't save up all week long and have 14 on the weekend. So those are the general guidelines, and I pretty much follow them.
What I'm hearing from you, and you've said this word again and again, but I never heard it in regards to a house, conveniences are not good for us. And you talked about the Blue Zone people living in houses that are deconvenienced. So what you're saying is all the shortcuts that we are doing to make life easier is actually shortening our lives.
I believe it. I know it to be true, actually. You know, some conveniences were good. I mean, our lives were too hard in the 19th century, but we've over-convenienced our lives. Most trips these days are with an automobile, especially if you're living in the suburbs. We evolved in an environment of hardship and scarcity, and it was good for us to get enough ease and abundance in our life that we could survive, but we've just done too good a job of it here in America. You look at the healthiest places in America, people are living the longest. They're places like Boulder, Colorado, and San Luis Obispo, Seattle, Washington, Minneapolis, Minnesota, where there are sidewalks and people still walk to the store, and they live within a quarter of a mile to a park, and there's easy access to recreation, not a suburb where every time they go someplace, they're in a car. And I really, really think that opening our eyes to our environment is going to be the secret to reversing this trend of unhealthiness in America.
Healthy living advice from National Geographic explorer Dan Buettner. His latest book is The Blue Zone Solution, Eating and Living Like the World's Healthiest People. Thank you so much for coming on Take Care.
I had a blast.